This episode of the 3D Insights podcast is sponsored by IMAPS, the premier global association for microelectronics advanced packaging enthusiasts. A membership in IMAPS helps your company grow its advanced packaging workforce through professional education and networking, advances your brand, and supports building relationships. IMAPS helps you learn, connect, and collaborate. Learn more at imaps.org. Hi there, I'm Françoise Von Trapp, and this is the 3D Insights podcast. Hi, everyone. Here it is, another trip around the sun, and we are coming up to one of the year's biggest events, the International Microelectronic Packaging Society's International Device Packaging Conference, or simply known as IMAPS DPC, is only 6 weeks away. Here to talk to me today about this year's event is Scott Hayes, General Chair, and Amy Lujan, General Chair-elect. Scott is with NXP Semiconductors, and Amy Lujan is with Savanza Solutions. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Françoise. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you both here. Before we dive into what's happening this year, can you just tell me about your roles at IMAPS and also what you do when you're not supporting IMAPS?
Thank you, Françoise. This is Scott Hayes. I work for NXP Semiconductors. I'm located in Chandler, Arizona. If you go back in my career, I've worked for Freescale and I worked for Motorola for quite some time. So three different companies without actually changing companies, I guess, right? They're all mergers and acquisitions and whatnot. They're spinoffs. Throughout my career, I've been responsible for packaging technology development, new product introductions, new technology introductions, long-term technology innovations, a lot of fun stuff in fan-out, some interesting things in automotive radar. So we are an automotive company, and a lot of my work and my team's work has me focusing on automotive type of products. But that's not it. That's a nice thing about NXP is we have a very diverse product portfolio. So we get to work on lots of different kinds of packages. Packaging's great. Technology and the materials and the process and the designs and applications, that all I find fascinating. And it's been a great career so far. I've had the opportunity to get involved with IMAPS going back years and DPC going back years also. So being local here in the Phoenix area is given me a lot of opportunities to get involved in the society overall and try to bring others into it too. So I know we'll talk a little bit about the history of DPC because this is a milestone year for us. That's what I do, and that's why IMAPS is important to me.
You've got a lot happening in the automotive world right now, so it's pretty exciting time for NXP, I'm sure. And thanks for mentioning that IMAPS DPC takes place here in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Amy, let's hear about you.
Thanks, Françoise. My name is Amy Lujan, coming to you from Savansis. I've been at Savansis for over a decade now. I focus on the cost of various packaging technologies, anything from very mature technologies up through advanced packaging. I have done cost models and cost analyses of it. Prior to Savansis, I've been in engineering, more on the device side of things at Nokia. I have worked as a photoresist supplier, so I've sort of bounced around to different parts of the industry, and now it's all about the cost of various types of packaging technologies.
Well, I definitely am always very interested in your presentations and your articles about the cost analysis, because so much of what people decide to do is based on cost. So I think you make a large contribution to this industry, so thank you for that. And you are general chair elect this year.
That's correct.
Which means that next year you will be the general chair.
Correct. So primarily my role this year has been to pay really close attention to what Scott is doing. He's done a great job of putting the conference together, guiding the theme, and mostly I've been taking notes so that I can do a good job next year, helping to lead the conference and put together a great program for 2025.
It's a big responsibility to run this conference, and everybody involved in these conferences, except for the team that works for IMAPS, is a volunteer, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. So you all hold down regular jobs, and then this is your side hustle.
We do it because we love IMAPS and we love DPC.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of hustle associated with it. But I, you know, as Amy mentioned, she's trying to soak things up, and I tried to soak things up a year ago with Nokia Bowl from JSET. And but yeah, it kind of continues. But it's got a long lineage of I think good leaders in IMAPs. But you know, when you think beyond your companies and you think beyond your day to day, you know, the industry is really what sustains us overall here, and we're all. Different players in the industry, and you know, above from just making things a little bit more interesting and more insightful, it's a necessary thing for us to sustain semiconductor packaging and assembly going into the future. So a lot of fun things developing here in the States, globally too. We'll talk, I think, a little bit about certainly in our conference and our program, and maybe a little bit over this podcast here too. So you know, you have to go out and mingle, and you have to go talk to people and listen and learn, and that's how you can be successful, I think, in the industry. And it's important to develop the younger members of our industry too by pulling them into the fold here. So that's, I think, an important part of IMAPs and similar societies. So
absolutely, you know, it's all about collaboration, right? At the end of the day, and IMAPs really provides that vehicle to collaborate across, you know, different companies, different parts of the supply chain, definitely bringing up the next generation of engineers, which is a huge topic right now. You mentioned when we first started talking that this is Device Packaging Conference's 20th anniversary. Let's talk a little bit about the history.
As you mentioned, this is the 20th year. So the conference kicked off back in 2005. The very first year was at the Hilton Scottsdale Resort in Scottsdale. Year two, it moved over to another hotel in Scottsdale for 2 years before finding a home where we are today, called the Wekopa Resort on the Fort McDowell Reservation, used to be a Radisson location. So there is not just a long history of this conference in the Phoenix area, but it's actually been at the very same resort for about a decade and a half.
I think I've been to almost every one of those, except the first one. When you said 2005, I went, that's when I, because 2005 is when I joined this industry. And I was already well into my life by then. So I was a latecomer to the industry. But I can't believe it's been 20 years. I can really measure my career in, you know, 3D Insights career. We're not 20 yet. But the first few years that I went to Device Packaging Conference was as a representative from Advanced Packaging Magazine. So wow, that's just like you're bringing back memories. And I may have missed the first two. I don't think I joined until you were at Wekopa, and it's always been there. And obviously, it's the event has grown so much over the years that you're actually outgrowing Wekopa.
That's true. Which I understand, and it's wonderful that it's growing. But on the other hand, the familiarity is always, I find it a real pleasure to always go to the same place and to know what to expect. But I do want the conference to continue to grow as well. So there's a bit of a trade-off there. But I think the continuity of the same location and approximately the same time frame has been really overall a good thing.
I agree.
I was reviewing a little bit of data about the history of this conference, and I'm seeing that the very first program featured two professional development courses. That's in contrast to 12 PDCs this year. The very first conference had a small tabletop exhibit, which of course now is a full exhibit hall. And there were two technical tracks with approximately 60 speakers, which I do think is quite a good amount of speakers compared to also where we are now.
For a first conference.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, of course, versus this year, we had over 100 abstract submissions and had to, you know, be selective and narrow down who our technical choices would be. So it was really great, I think, a bit of a milestone this year to receive so many more abstracts than necessary. I know that's happened a couple times, but we haven't always been too overflowing in terms of abstracts. So that's another sign of just how the interest and growth is there.
Do you think some of this is driven by how advanced packaging is just hot?
Absolutely. Know? Absolutely.
I mean, I was at Semi-ISS a few weeks ago, and Jean-Christophe Eloy said, chiplets and advanced packaging will rule the world. And I thought, you know, we tried to say that at Advanced Packaging Magazine in 2009, and then the magazine got shut down. So.
2009 may have been ahead of your time at that point.
Yeah.
I remember these types of conversations going back over 10 years ago with regards to heterogeneous integration, chiplets, and there were a lot of great solutions back then. And I think there were alternatives still at that point, right? And I think that's kind of what's happening now. We're realizing that silicon's not scaling, cost, you know, we mentioned cost earlier, that's starting to factor into a lot of the HI solutions, and it's cost advantageous in some cases to put it together in the package, right? It doesn't just simplify your technology development on the front end, and it doesn't just simplify your supply chain going through the fabs to the OSATs or internal factors, et cetera. It actually, in some cases, is proving its merit cost-wise. So yeah, we're kind of, I think we're on the cusp of that and really seeing some broader adoption of various integration techniques. So it's kind of fun to have been involved with it from many earlier days and then, you know, seeing the whole story and seeing how it's playing out now. So we'll see. We'll see what's in the near future and longer term future for HI and chiplets.
Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
So how do you think the Device Packaging Conference differs from the annual symposium that's held in October?
I think it was a springtime attempt at the fall symposium, right? So it's you go and you look at the tracks, it's quite similar. You look at the PDCs, very similar topics. So it's not necessarily, you know, the only packaging conference that IMAPS does here, but it is a springtime version of the main fall symposium.
My feeling is that over the years, the symposium was always traditional packaging and then started to dabble in the advanced packaging side of things, whereas DPC really started out as a focus on advanced packaging. Mm. Right. And it's just gotten to the point that the technology is there, that it's important to both of them.
You know, I agree with the way you're looking at it. I think if DPC is a little more targeted, I find the conference to be an ideal size because it's small enough that it's easy to track people down and there's not too many different directions to get pulled when there's only three tracks. But it's big enough not to be staring at the same 100 people every day. So I think it hits the sweet spot between larger and smaller events. So that's what kind of makes DPC stand out for me, is it's the perfect size. I know it's growing, but I still find it to be a really good targeted size for the best collaboration versus the flagship conference. It's a little bigger. There's a lot more going on. So there's more opportunities to hear different topics and meet other people, but the sense of collaboration is just not quite there for me at the larger.
A little more approachable.
So that's kind of how I look at it. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the highlights of this year's Device Packaging Conference. What can people expect to learn?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question, Francois. We're following similar programs as we have in the past with the structure overall, but I think I first want to talk about our technical keynotes. This is really intended to be a bit of a technical conference, and we are trying to capture some of the main themes in our industry right now. What's really driving development? What's driving technology advancements? And the two key themes that we've honed in on for this year's conference are heterogeneous integration. Maybe doesn't come as a surprise there, but trying to take a little bit more of a, I guess, direct application type of approach to the insight. So what we've done there is we've invited people from major IDMs to come and give technical keynotes. We do have Hemant from AMD, and we have Puya Tadian from Intel, and they're going to come and speak on HI and specifically some of the challenges that they are seeing in their product implementation. So it'll be great to hear from them what's becoming the reality in product implementation. So then the second theme is, beyond that, and what do we think the future growth drivers will be for packaging? So this is considering applications. So what need is there in the application space to pull along technology advancements for packaging? And then also another little bit of a different facet to that is, or a different perspective would be technologies that will enable the advancements. So what new ways can we assemble? And, we're looking at things like additive manufacturing and printing for that one there. But to help cover these themes for the growth drivers, we have a speaker from Meta, Facebook Reality Labs. That's Raj Penzi. And then also Sita from Aptiv. And Aptiv, some of you may not know, they're a major player in tier one automotive supply industry. So they've been focusing a lot on autonomous vehicles, so radars in particular. So those are a couple of key applications that we think are pulling technology development and driving some of the advancements and the needs for that. So it's the mother of invention, right? So, and then we also are very fortunate to have Dr. Pradeep Lal from Auburn. And he has been very involved over the years in 3D printing and additive manufacturing. So I think with some of the higher power compute that we're seeing in tools and some of the material advancements that we're seeing in these techniques, in these processes, we're starting to see more activity associated with that. So maybe that will become an enabling technology. But those really are our two technical themes for this year. We're doing something interesting this year compared to previous years. We have actual five keynotes. Typically, we've had four keynotes, but keeping in the theme of sort of expanding, we have more content this year. What we plan to do is on Tuesday evening, we're going to have Dr. Penzi from Meta, Facebook Reality Labs, giving a keynote presentation in the evening immediately prior to the panel discussion that Jan Vardaman from TechSearch is going to be facilitating. So in the topic there, looking for the next killer app, will HI be the enabler? So we'll be looking to see what great discussions come out of that there. So that's a little bit of a different approach there, a keynote and then the panel discussion.
So the keynote will be just prior to the panel discussion.
Yeah, Dr. Penzi from Meta and Facebook will talk on augmented reality and virtual reality, the packaging, challenges and opportunities and the path forward. And then that's going to prompt the panel discussion that'll be facilitated by Jan. So we'll learn from some of the panel members there what their perspective is on the next killer app, pulling along HI or pulling along advanced packaging. So again, that's approaching it from the perspective of need, right? So what out there in the product market space needs advanced packaging?
Okay. And on Wednesday, we always have the General Business Council.
Yeah, we do. We'll have that Wednesday morning as we have in the past. And this year, the focus on it will be how geopolitics are reshaping the global semiconductor industry. So the GBC is pulling in people from government, and from academia, from industry, meaning IDMs and OSATs and also material suppliers. So right now, the program looks like we'll have four or five speakers covering topics associated with CHIPS funding for here in the States, approaches to non-greater China requirements that a lot of companies are seeing as requirements for them to do business, and also China for China and similar topics there that are really driving how our supply chain looks, where development is happening, and quite honestly, where some major investments are happening. So we see a lot of that here in the Phoenix area, and we see a lot of things in the news too in the U.S. about other areas of semiconductor investment, both on the front end, as well as we're seeing a lot on the back end now too for packaging and assembly. So the landscape's changing. The GBC is going to attempt to cover this from those different perspectives that I mentioned, academia and government and also through industry.
One thing I noticed about this year's event is it's also co-located with a medical microelectronics event.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that's something that IMAPS is doing a little bit differently this year, but it's March 18th through the 21st will be DPC. We'll have our professional development courses on Monday, which Amy's done a great job of organizing this year. That's part of her responsibility as a general chair-elect. Then we get into the main conference proceedings on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday, we've always done a half day of presentations after the keynotes in the morning. DPC typically concludes about noon on that Thursday. And it's right at that time on Thursday that the workshop on advanced packaging for medical microelectronics will take over. That's scheduled to go from the 21st to the 22nd. So IMAPS will be at WECOPAW all week long, focus on DPC, the Monday through Thursday. And then the medical microelectronics will be taking over Thursday through Friday. That'll be great.
Will the exhibits be extended then, or will there be separate exhibits for the workshop on medical microelectronics?
You know, my understanding is that the schedule for the exhibits for DPC will hold to the same schedule as we've done in years past. And I'm not aware of exhibits specific for the medical microelectronics workshop. I believe that is more discussions and programmed for presentations.
Okay. So that takes us to my favorite topic, which is the networking. What have we got, Amy?
So one of the great things about the size of DPC is that there's always multiple chances every day to network, and you're not really going to miss out. There's never networking at the same time as there's presentations. So there's many chances throughout the day. So as Scott said, Monday is focused primarily on professional development courses, although it does conclude with a welcome reception. So your very first chance to network is Monday evening. There is a welcome reception followed by the IMAPS diversity town hall. In the evenings of the remaining days, let's see, the second day, Tuesday, there is a reception in the exhibit hall. There is a poster session on Wednesday. Everyday lunch is usually a very, it's usually a very nice event because the weather is usually very good this time of year. And so you'll find a lot of people networking while eating lunch outside on the beautiful WECOPAW Resort lawn. There are midday breaks in the exhibit hall when the exhibit hall is running, and then kind of in the foyer area on Thursday, once the exhibit hall is closed down, there's still plenty of networking breaks. So there's really good opportunities to network in a fairly enclosed area so you can track down whoever it is that you're looking for without too much trouble.
And then there's the poster session and happy hour on Wednesday.
The poster session is one of the, I think, favorite events at DPC. I know some presenters would actually prefer to have a poster versus to give an oral presentation because there's such good foot traffic and such good opportunities to discuss whatever it is you're presenting. So the poster session is always, for me, a personal highlight.
I agree, Amy. It's a great time to be able to have those detailed conversations with the poster presenters. It's very informal. And, you know, it, like you mentioned, it coincides with the sponsored happy hour there. And weather permitting, it's out on the patio. You get a great view of the desert out below there. And it's best time of the year in the desert, in my opinion, here. So that's a great event. I look forward to it, too.
And this year, we've 3D Insights has always hosted some sort of networking activity with the DEI fund tonight. We're changing things up a little bit this year, and we're actually going to have a member and their guests Backyard Olympics as a member event. We're overlapping with this Backyard Olympics. They'll be limited to 50 people. There'll be activities people can do in competitions and the opportunity to sponsor teams. And the whole idea is to bring some camaraderie to the networking portion of the event. And so that's going to actually run from 7 to 9, and details will be forthcoming. We'll be looking for sponsors for that as well. And then on Thursday, there's the golf outing and the hike for DEI. So if you're not participating in the medical microelectronics workshop, you might want to consider putting together a foursome and signing up for golf to benefit the IMAPS Foundation. And the hike for DEI is to benefit our scholarship fund. Yeah, we established the scholarship fund to help young women and underrepresented minorities gain access to STEM education programs at the technical school, community college, and university levels. So all of the proceeds from that hike will be going into that scholarship fund, which is being administrated through IMAPS Foundation.
And this is the third year for the hike, is that correct?
This is the third year for the hike, yes. And it's sponsored by KLA.
I think that should be a beautiful hike this year. We're getting lots of rain.
Yeah.
And that usually results in beautiful wildflowers out in the desert. So lots of great looking colors out there.
We sure had them last year.
Yeah.
It was really great. This is a little bit later, so there will be better flowers. It's a week or two later. So yeah, be sure to check that out. You can register for both the golf tournament and the hike when you register for the event itself. So where do people go to find out more and register?
That's an excellent question there. And I would direct them to the imaps.org webpage. A quick Google search for device packaging also takes you directly to that page. But on there, you'll find the device packaging page off of IMAPS and all of the necessary information for registering, as well as the advanced program and more details about our keynote speakers. All of that's listed on the website there. The networking opportunities as well, the hike, the golf outing, it's all can be found on there. So
great. Well, we look forward to being there and seeing you both and everybody else. And I would recommend to people to, when you book your flights, if you want to take advantage of the Thursday afternoon events, book your flights as late as you can so you have time, or even wait until Friday to leave. Spend an extra night, relax. It's a beautiful time of year in Arizona. Thank you both for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Francois.
Thank you, Francois.
International Women's Day is March 8th, and to celebrate, we're partnering with SEMI to bring you an episode on how companies are fostering and implementing DEIB and allyship in their company culture. We're looking for a few mentor-mentee pairs who are interested in sharing their stories as part of the episode. If you'd like to participate, drop me a line at francoise@3dinsights.com. Interviews must take place by February 23rd to be included. Details are in the show notes. There's lots more to come, so tune in next time to the 3D Insights podcast. The 3D Insights podcast is a production of 3D Insights, LLC.